This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Laura Baker is the Director of Communications for Virginia 21, and she joins us on the long line from her office in Richmond. Laura, how are you?
I'm great, Coy. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Absolutely. We always look forward to chatting with you. Now, I was just telling the good folks before you arrived via phone that when you go to the polls to vote, you usually see a lot of folks over 60. And that's because these people have been around long enough to know what a good citizen is supposed to do. And it might take a while to learn that. But they're clearly setting the example for others to follow. They're dedicated and they care. And they get up early, and they show up, and they make democracy work. I mean, those are the folks that are there to open the door and turn the lights on and make it possible for those of us who are rushing to work to stop by and vote. And yep. Virginia 21, the nation's only advocacy group for young voters, right here in Virginia, is launching a new initiative to groom the next generation to take over that job. Can you give us the backstory on this and explain it to us?
Well, you're exactly right. I mean, these folks have been exemplary civic service leaders. And the Democracy 101 Civic Service Program is really about getting that next generation of Virginians involved in the administration of elections, because they provide a critical civil service that, like you said, it enables us to be able to go vote and participate in our democracy. And we're just hoping that this is going to be a really great chance to involve and engage young voters and really get them invested in that democratic process for years to come.
And of course, Democracy 101 is the name of the program, and it's Virginia 21 launches. Exactly how does it work?
Right. Well, what we're doing is we are working with 17 different localities, and one of them includes Albemarle County. And we are using our boots on the ground, so to speak, our chapters at all the different colleges and universities in those localities, to help recruit college students, to inform them about the opportunity, to tell them why it's important, and to get them involved. And we'll make sure that we get qualified young voters to the local registrars, and then they can go about training the next generation of officers of election.
You know what, the best thing to do, and I'm sure this is might be how it works, is to get some of these young people who want to get involved and work these polls, not just campaigns, because you can get fired up to work a campaign, right or left. You can get fired up to help us support a candidate and get out there and knock on doors and pass out flyers. But to actually work a polling place, to be there early in the morning and to turn the lights on and make sure the machine's working and check off the names or the addresses or whatever, that's a little bit more challenging. And it would be great to get these young people in there with these older people, mm-hmm. who are truly, as you say, exemplary and dedicated to this kind of work. Almost assign them to just shadow this person. You know, you 20-year-old, shadow this 70-year-old. Just do what they're doing.
Yeah, we definitely think that this is the type of program that's really going to, like I said, invest young voters. They're going to get a hands-on course in Democracy 101. I think being there from 5 a.m. in the morning until 9 p.m. at night is really going to, you know, give you an opportunity to see what it's all about.
Let's go
and
to
learn from, you know, such knowledgeable individuals.
Yeah, learn from the people who can actually teach you literally what you need to know to make this work.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the phones. Lewis is on the phone in Charlottesville. Lewis, how are you today?
Oh, doing all right. How about yourself?
Excellent. I couldn't be better. I'm having a terrific Wednesday, and I hope you are as well. You're on with You're on with Laura Baker. Go right ahead.
All right. I've been registered to vote since I was 18 years old.
That's fantastic.
And I wanted to go ahead. Hey, and I'll say to everybody that I'm planning on going ahead and being a poll worker.
That's great. Now, Laura, why don't you help somebody like Lewis out who may not know exactly how do you get to be a poll worker?
Right. Well, first of all, you need to be a registered voter in the Commonwealth of Virginia, and Lewis already has that covered. So if anyone out there in Albemarle is interested about being a poll worker and working, you know, from 5 to 9 and helping our democratic process, you can come to our website at www.virginia21.org, and you'll find a webpage there where you'll learn more about the program, and you can submit your information, and then we will contact you. Well, the registrar will contact you with more information and whether or not you've been selected.
So Virginia 21 is working with the registrars in these localities around the state to coordinate volunteers to come forward and go to the registrar, and then the registrar will assign them to polls and put them to work.
Yes, exactly.
And what's great about it is, I don't know if folks realize this. A lot of folks don't know this, but Virginia 21, you guys can fill a ballroom very easily. I mean, you just send out the word. You've got a heck of an email list, and you really can. You call it boots on the ground. You got a lot of soldiers out there of young voters all across Virginia who, you know, when Virginia 21 says, hey, folks, be here, they show up.
Yeah, that's right. We've been growing over the last 3 years. We're starting our fourth year now. We have more than 30,000 members, and we just started our second phase of, expansion to community colleges. So we are rapidly growing.
Laura, all of this sort of flies in the face of conventional wisdom, which tells us that young voters don't really care.
Yeah.
So what are the latest numbers on voting, and does Virginia sort of conform to that national norm, or Virginia young voters doing a little better?
Well, actually, all signs indicate that young people have been voting at record numbers in recent years. I mean, if we go back to 2004, everybody remembers in the presidential election, you know, the estimates from all sources were suggesting that, you know, voter turnout among young people surged to its highest level in a decade. And that's really being reflected in Virginia as well. In 2004, young voters in Virginia made up the same share of the electorate as senior citizens. And in 2005, if we look as recently as last year, absentee voting went up 43% over the 2001 election levels. And, you know, absentee voting is, you know, something a large number of college students take advantage of when they're away from home. So the idea that young voters don't care is not true. I mean, certainly there's room for improvement, and Virginia 21 is trying to be a part of that process moving forward and getting more and more young voters involved in the political process. But the idea that all young voters are apathetic is not true.
Lisa's on the phone in Albemarle. Lisa, time for a real quick question or a comment. Lisa, are you with us?
To be educated, and I would like them not to go to the polls because P. Diddy told them to, and I would like to know what percentage of the voter 21 are conservative, and what percentage are of liberal persuasion.
Mm. Thanks for the call, Lisa.
Actually, Lisa, one of the things that Virginia 21 is about working on a nonpartisan, issue-driven agenda and about getting young voters invested in the future of our Commonwealth. Young voters actually consistently identify as nonpartisan and issue-driven. That's from the Harvard University political study of young voters. And I completely understand what you're talking about in terms of vote or die or rock the vote. You know, Virginia 21 is about more than that. It's about getting young people invested in the Commonwealth for the good of their generation and for the good of Virginia's future.
Yeah, I would suggest folks check out Virginia21.org. That's Virginia spelled out 21.org. And you'll see that this is not just a rock the vote group at all. This is a very much issues first group. Let's educate young people about the issues that affect their lives. Laura, thank you so much for joining us. And we'll look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you, Coy.
Absolutely. Laura Baker with Virginia 21.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.